Welcome to the milk bar. 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 Welcome to the milk bar.
Welcome along to episode 173 of the Milk Bar. Jason and Zoe here. How are you?
Oh, fine, thank you.
No, you're not. You're not even here again. 2 weeks in a row, because you're feeling sorry for yourself after your car accident we talked about last week.
Yeah, I'm poorly. I've got headaches and dizziness and sickness and all sorts.
See, none of us can really tell the difference between that and normal Zoe.
Well, but, oh, no, I've been feeling strange the last few days.
Oh, you poor thing. Well, we hope you get better soon.
Because I do letters at work and I couldn't even spell the simplest words this afternoon.
Well, you can't pronounce some of the simpler ones, so...
Well, that's it.
Yeah, such is life.
I won't notice much difference.
No, you'll be fine. What we got coming up on the show today, Zoe?
Charity event for Compton Hospice.
Mm-hmm.
Flower arranging and fashion show, which sounds interesting.
It does. We'll hear more about that a little bit later on. We have music this week coming from Rockburn, 3 tunes from them. We'll be hearing from The Haven in Wolverhampton. They want to update us on how things are going for their Walk a Mile in Women's Shoes. But first of all, we go to the phones where we find Kelly Jeffs, a young lady whom I went to school with, now chief exec of the Lighthouse, and you've had a bit of bad press recently, which I think has not really been quite as fair as it could have been.
That's right. Good evening, Jason. Good to hear from you and speak to you. The article that went out was discussed with the Express and Star in good faith in terms of trying to pinpoint our new direction. Since we had a bit of a radical restructure in May and June, and the whole point of the article was to present to the city, you know, a new face in leadership, a new sort of announcement in terms of being a charitable status, and all the, you know, the plans that we've got going ahead, which my mind is it should be a positive slant.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm bombarded by sandwich board saying job losses at Lighthouse. So obviously the sensationalist side of it was the priority for the journalists. In fact, when I actually read the article, it didn't read too badly. It was relatively okay, but obviously they've only got so much editorial space they can use, so I understand what limitations they've got. But I think the actual front page, and I'm sat there in the cinema with a big smile on my face,
mm-hmm.
with that headline above my head, and it mm-hmm. just was just so inappropriate. But I haven't sort of gone too far with it in terms of communicating my feelings, because it's yesterday's news already,
yep.
you know, so it's been and gone. And I know, and that the people that use Lighthouse and the people that support Lighthouse know what we do, and are all trying really hard to keep that message getting out there, what we're doing and why. And
During difficult times, things do tend to restructure. This is something which came about some months ago, isn't it? So it's not exactly recent that these changes were put in place.
That's right. I mean, the headline said job losses and training axed at Lighthouse. Well, the training that, which in my previous guise, before I became chief executive, I was the skills and development coordinator. So I facilitated the funding to be able to put on training for people to help them get into film production, animation, the creative industries in general. And over the last 2 years, that's phased out anyway. You know, it's always been one of our priorities. But the changes in the funding horizons, it's just the landscape's completely changed. So we've sort of stopped doing training, not completely, but in the way we used to do it, we've stopped that to getting on for 3 years ago.
So it's not so much necessarily training that's not there now, it's just training that hasn't had new courses come about.
That's right, exactly.
Everything's run its course,
exactly.
And it just, there hasn't been any new opportunities of late. But with the work that you're doing, that will change, I'm sure, over the years to come.
Hopefully. Hopefully we can grow back to the bigger capacity we had, offering more than we can at the moment. We're really back to basics now. It's a strong cinema programme, the documentary photography exhibition space, which we're still supported by the Arts Council to put that programme on. We still are heavily involved in the Deaf Fest, which is the annual Deaf Film and TV Festival, which is an international festival that's in its 15th year. And we still have the Flip Animation Festival, which again is an international festival. And we're running that in November. So the other sort of priority now is to get me to focus on getting Lockworks out there a little bit more in terms of a place, a destination, an evening out, a hub for meetings, for community benefit, to support charities with their events, all sorts of hand-in-hand activities we can do with the community and with the city residents, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And businesses as well, trying to get more businesses coming in, using us as a space, using our cinema facilities as hospitality, all sorts of things. It's, you know, it's a real gem that needs to be kept going, and we can really focus at the minute on those elements to sort of start sustaining ourselves.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't read the article, but I'm presuming that the restructure that happened was to improve the services that you offered, but also, as you say, because of the economic downturn, I suppose you've had to make some changes to actually keep it going.
Absolutely.
So it's either lose it altogether or...
That's
reduce
right.
it down slightly, I suppose.
And I think
it?
one thing you did touch on is a change in the funding from the council. Mm. But I can just imagine what the headlines in press would be if the council were to continue funding at the level it has been doing when it had got the money. I know the council itself is looking at job losses.
Of course, and I understand all that, and I'm very well, you know, networked with the economic development team. They're very supportive of us. And that was one thing that didn't come across in the article, which I wanted to clarify in my feedback, which I've done online in the thread for the story, is to say that we do appreciate what support they do give us, and we're very privileged to be able to still access some financial support, with a view to knowing that in the future it will get less and less and less, and we have to react to that change as effectively as possible. And back to what Zoe said about, you know, it was a risk of losing, you know, the whole thing actually stopping. That was a serious risk at one point. We couldn't continue in the organisational structure we were in. We had to change, and we would rather work with a very limited capacity to still operate something than nothing at all.
And there's so many things going on there. I mean, we say that some things are reduced. Lotworks has got bigger.
Well, again, I think it's because the new structure is allowing us to really focus on the things that we know could be a winning formula. Whereas before, we were doing quite a lot of things that all the sort of staff had a hand in. And maybe at that point, we were doing too much with, you know, spread a bit too thinly. This priority I've got now is more focused activity, which I think it will have more impact. So we're getting more and more inquiries about hiring for, you know, for a private venue, for a private parties, just something different. It's a really lovely atmosphere. The staff are really friendly. You know, we have a limited food offer because we're not a restaurant. But when people get to know what we do, they do keep, you know, they do come back.
So it's a lovely building as well, isn't it?
It is. It's a wow factor. I've met someone today from Bradford for a Shout Festival which is the Gay and Lesbian Film and Arts Festival. We're showcasing a couple of films for them in November. She was blown away by the place. You know, we get visitors every day, and they're like, "Oh my God, I didn't realise this was here. This is a brilliant, you know, brilliant building." Because we don't have big, massive letters on the side of the building saying Lighthouse, because we're not allowed to do that. You see. People don't really know we're here. They said, "Why haven't you got any signage? Why haven't you got any signage?" Because there's limitations with the landlords. So there's lots of barriers that we're up against. But also, we've got a lot of people that help us, you know, to keep going.
And what are the programmes you've got going on at the moment then? Because obviously the cinema is a big part of it, and has been for, I think, literally decades
forever
now.
For 27 years. We've got some brilliant things coming up. On Saturday, we've got a little event that I've set up called Roll Out the Barrel. And that is BFI documentary that we're showing on a loop all afternoon. That looks at the history of British pubs, and it's right from 1940s right through to the 1960s, and it's a lovely little archive, pieces of archive film, and we've piggybacked that onto a little ale festival. So we've got the barrel set up now in the courtyard, and we're going to be serving grey peas and scratchings and all that sort of thing. So it's a proper Black Country afternoon and evening. It goes on all in the evening as well. So that's Saturday. We've got the Flip Animation Festival from the 1st to the 3rd of November. So at the Flip Festival, we show worldwide animation films, showcasing regional film making work, national, international work. We're doing stuff across the city. There's going to be workshops. There's workshops with Aardman, looking at doing little Wallace and Gromit workshops. That'll be in the Manda Centre, I think. We've got storytelling. We're doing. There's going to be a big projection on the church, as far as I know, a light installation. So that's going to be a great festival. In terms of films, we've got Hope Springs, we've got on now. We've got The Queen of Versailles, which is a documentary about new money in America and then they lose it all, which is some vulgar family, but it looks brilliant. We've got The Island President, which is an Amnesty International screening we're doing in partnership with them, which is about the president of the Maldives and how the Maldives might, you know, that it's all about the islands going under sea level, you know, being submerged.
Well, they're only 1.5 metres above sea level,
that's
aren't they?
Right.
So I think the highest point's somewhere like 2.4 metres, so they're a bit worried.
They are, so that's about that.
Yeah.
Then on the 11th of October, this might be futile telling you this because we've actually sold out, which is brilliant.
Tell us anyway.
Which is we run one of our, part of our alternative content, we offer live screenings of National Theatre productions, like we've had One Man, Two Governors, Frankenstein. On the 11th of October, we've got The Last of the Housemans, which is a British play with Julie Walters, Rory Kinnear. It's set in Devon. It's an amazing play, and we've got that coming up streamed live on the 11th of October.
So keep an eye out for that sort of thing coming up in the future as well.
We've got Swan Lake coming up. We've got The Nutcracker, all live from the Royal Opera House.
And I actually watched some of the Olympics in a cinema, and that was just great seeing something like that on a big screen. So it must be fantastic for a sort of an arts performance.
Funnily enough, because you know, you think people will think, well, why would anyone watch a live theatre performance at the cinema? But it's surprisingly a brilliant experience because you see so much more.
You're closer to it, I suppose.
You are closer. You see footage of the dressing rooms, of the actors beforehand. So it's almost like you are there and you just have to just ignore the fact you're in a cinema. But it's affordable and it's accessible for people who
can't.
You do
see more, don't you? I thought I got that from the opening ceremonies of the Olympics. When it zoomed out and you saw all the fireworks, I mean, you wouldn't have got the same effect if you'd actually been there in person, so...
That's right, So they always say there's nothing like actually being there, but I think, you know, it's a really interesting...
I think you're the best of both worlds in some ways,
yeah,
when it's done well.
Exactly. Isn't it?
It's not quite the same as EastEnders Live, I wouldn't be bothering with that, but, you know, it's something like this, it's going to be much more fun.
The other thing we've got, which is quite an interesting concept, is our monthly Cult House Presents, which this month we've got The Lost Boys, which is celebrating its 25th anniversary. We try to show cult films. In the past, we've shown things like Enter the Dragon, some horror stuff. I can't remember off the top of my head at the minute. But yeah, so that's on the 25th of October. We do a monthly film and TV quiz. Next one's going to be on Monday from 8:30 onwards.
I didn't know you did that.
Yeah.
I was quite tempted to come along to that.
Yeah, you should come.
Yes, I did see that in the, you know, the magazine that the council produced, What's On in Wolverhampton.
Yeah.
I saw that in there a few weeks ago and I thought that sounded quite interesting.
Yeah, it's been going for about 8 years. And
I've missed it for 8 years.
You've missed it for 8 years.
The number of times I've interviewed you in 8 years and you haven't told me about that.
I don't really attend it because it really is
difficult.
Specialist,
right.
It can be quite specialist.
Okay.
But I don't want to put you off, but, you know, it can be quite challenging.
You'll definitely learn something on the night.
But something that's closer to my heart that I've set up starting next Tuesday is Wolverhampton Knit Night. W-O-O-L. Wolverhampton Knit Night, and that's going to be in the Lockworks Bar from 6 till 9. Anyone at any level, just meet and bring in your needles.
So a beer and a ball of wool.
That's
and,
right.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that'll set up, you know, get some momentum.
So are you a knitter then?
I am a knitter.
I've known you for what, 30 years, and I'd never have imagined you to be a knitter.
Well, I am.
My mum gave me a knitting book recently because I said I wouldn't mind starting again because I used to do it quite a lot. And it's got like all like little dolls like Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs and you can knit them all.
In your case, you'd probably get half a Snow White and one dwarf and you'd have been fed up by then, wouldn't you?
Well, if anyone does come, I hope they do, we are going to be setting them a task to knit some Christmas decorations for Lockworks. So it'll be sort of like a bit of a... you know...
You could knit beer mats as well.
Well, I've done them already. We've done them.
Oh, sorry.
They're already on the table, ready. So what we've done is we've done some mats for the table, so and we've put attached little, you know, like postage tags. Just to say, and we've just handwritten all the details of when the Wolverhampton Knit Night's going to be. And
well, that sounds really good.
It is. It's going to be the second Tuesday of every month, and we're going to test that out.
Yeah, there's quite a few people that are a lot younger people taking up knitting now.
Absolutely, including me being so young.
I think we have to get quiet there, don't we?
We'll move on from that. But the other thing we're starting on the 27th of October is Saturday Matinee, back by popular demand. It's called, and we're going to do Back by Popular Demand film and then tag on a Saturday supper at the end of it so people can come out of the matinee, go and get themselves a nice bowl of soup and crusty bread, and we can also attract the evening performance audience to come in, have some supper, then go into the film. We're just going to test it out for the, you know, leading up to Christmas, see how that goes as an extra screening once a week. The film we're doing first is Best Exotic Marigold Hotel, because that was really popular. Mm-hmm. People still keep saying, are you going to show it again? Are you going to show it again? So we're doing that one first.
And that's the best bit, because when you're not really governed by the big movie promoters, you can show some new stuff and you can show some old stuff.
Yes, we can.
And you can show pretty much whatever you know is going to get people out there.
That's
And no adverts in the middle of the film. It's not like watching it on TV. It's a very different way of doing it, and you haven't even got to take the DVD back afterwards.
No. And it's a lovely atmosphere.
I imagine it's a bit cheaper than going to, like, the mainstream cinemas.
Yeah, I mean, the matinee, Wednesday matinee, I think it's £3.80 with a free tea and coffee. And then Saturdays, we'll keep it the same as a Wednesday matinee.
But food will be extra.
But, yes, of course. But even on a normal, you know, a night that there's no discount, it's £6.10 for a full-price ticket. You know, it is still relatively affordable in the current climate. I still think it, you know, cinema can be quite recession-proof, to be honest, because it still feels like you're having a bit of a night out and it's not breaking the bank. Unless you go to a multiplex with a big group of kids and, you know, you've got a big family and it costs a fortune with concessions, etc. Yeah. You know, it can be an expensive game.
But I think that tends to be the one that people still keep doing, whether they want to see a new film or something a bit different with yourselves. I mean, they will, you say it's recession-proof, they will go. It's probably the last thing that they tick off the box, because you actually feel you've got your value for money there, whatever happens, don't you?
Of course. But
so there's a lot there. There's so much there. I think we definitely need a web address so we can actually reread all the bits we want to do and tick them off.
I know. And I haven't even gone off. I haven't even touched the surface. So our website address is www.light-house.co.uk.
light-house.co.uk, and you can see the smiling face of Kelly Jeffs, Chief Executive. Oh, congratulations on the job, by the way. I didn't know about that until I read it in the paper.
Thank you very much.
There's some good things come out of the papers, and that was some fantastic news about you and your job.
Thank you.
Continued success down there. As I know, there's been a few changes, but none which are, by the same thing, is going to affect the public in any way whatsoever.
No, not at all. And if ever, you know, you want to talk to me about anything that's coming up, whenever you feel it's appropriate,
you are more than welcome to come back, Kelly. We'd love to speak to you soon.
All right, Jason.
Okay.
Okay, hopefully see you at the film quiz.
Well, you never know. I will try and get it. It won't be this week, because the reason we're broadcasting early is because I've got to go to Australia.
Of course you have.
On Monday, you know, like you do.
Yeah. Right. And Zoe, come to the knitting night.
Yes.
Come and try it.
What size needle should you bring?
Any size you want.
Okay. So I'll be there with the zeros and some big chunky yarn, probably, knitting yourself an unpleasant looking jumper.
Thanks, Jason.
Cheers. Thanks, Kelly.
Bye, Zoe. Bye.
So there we go. That is The Lighthouse. Right, let's take our first track from our featured band today. They are Rockburn. This is Red Dress.
Come on, come on and get your red dress on. us. We took the blame, some of the same, but the love. Heard each other's in the wars before. And after all that's said and done, we're still together.
And Red Dress. And there we're joined on the phone by Chris from the band. Hello, sir.
Hi there, how are you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Great stuff. Now, you've had a few singles out. We're going to hear your brand new single, Better Man, next. But it's been quite a busy 2012 for you.
It has indeed. Changes to the band. Our drummer's just left us for a year, so I've just replaced him.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a busy year launching the album, launching a few singles, so... Yeah, it's been pretty busy.
Well, give us a bit more info on the album to start off with, because is this your debut?
This is our debut album, yeah. It was launched earlier on this year, around about March or April. And just a lot of kind of better songs that we've had over the past years, just released them, and then we've been on recording kind of new songs, so we just thought we'd release them as well.
So a good chance to get in the studio. Now, have you re-recorded some of these, or are they the original recordings you did with a slightly different lineup way back when?
It's kind of been a work in progress. Like, some of the songs I've kind of thought they sounded good at the time, but there's a wee part I'd like to add in, so I've just went back in and recorded them.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas these new three songs, they've just been recorded recently. So we're pretty happy with them. We're happy with the level the band's at now. We seem to be on fire musically.
Are you now going to be touring round now you've got your album sorted?
Well, that would be ideal, but unfortunately our drummer just leaving us for the year. We've just replaced him and we're just getting the new drummer up to speed.
So well, at least it was the drummer. I know we shouldn't diss drummers, but they're probably one of the easiest to replace in the band as long as you find someone of the same calibre, aren't they?
That's one of those things.
It doesn't want to offend anyone, Jay.
So. You're still friends with the old drummer, that's what...
we are, actually.
That's good. As long as there's no hard feeling. So give us the rest of the lineup then. How many are you in the band?
Well, we're a five-piece. There's two guitars, bass player, drummer and singer. Our old drummer used to do the backing vocals as well. But he'll be back in a year anyway. That's just a temporary drummer we've got nowadays.
And as long as he knows that. So where's the drummer gone for 12 months? Is it a college course or something?
Well, he's a teacher. He's waiting to do a probationary year that he's teaching.
Right.
And he's moved to Aberdeen.
Now, Aberdeen is quite a chilly place. Whereabouts are you from? Because I do note the slight accent. Is that towards the Glasgow area?
It has indeed, Glasgow.
So it's a bit of a trek for him to come back for band practice, for definite.
Definitely.
So yeah. The reason for the standing. So what are the aims of the band then? So obviously get up to speed, maybe get on the road around the Christmas period?
Well, just after Christmas, I think we're going to go down south. We've played a lot of shows in London, Blackpool, Barnsley, of all places, believe it or not. So maybe next year, once everything's settled down a bit, we'd like to do that. But Christmas coming up, it's not really the time to do it.
Well, it's a good excuse to go Christmas shopping somewhere different, isn't it, if you're playing a gig down there as well. But it's we'll continue listening to the music. It's sounding rather good. Give us the title of the album, where you can get that from, and tell us all about the release on the single, etc.
Well, you can get all our music from Amazon and iTunes, Spotify, all these kind of places, just your regular places. The title of the album is called Red Dress, and the new single is called Better Man.
Okay, let's take a listen to it now then, and give us the band website as well before you go.
It's www.rockburn06.com.
Rockburn06.com. You can find out more, take a look at them, and see the drummer and the temporary drummer as well, probably. But there we go. Chris, thank great you. Speaking to you.
You as well, mate. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, bye.
Shine. If you want, I'll set you free. Oh, darling, let me try. Yeah, we'll share this life together. Oh, baby, till we die. Yeah, I think we're starting something. Yeah, in my mind and in my dreams, I never thought that I would see all those things in life for me. A closer step to our destiny. Yeah.
Rockburn and Better Man. Zoe, who's on the phone?
We have Liz, who has organised a charity event, a very worthwhile charity event for Compton Hospice. Hello to you, Liz.
Hi there, hello.
Now, what's going to be happening on this charity event?
Well, with the help of House of Fraser, Beatties in Wolverhampton, we're going to be running a fashion show at Wamben Civic Centre on Monday the 15th of October at 7:30. And there are also going to be flower displays as well, because we're part of Penn Flower Club. We are Penn Flower Club who are putting it on.
I did wonder how the flower arranging came into it. Are you just going to have like displays around the room for people to look at?
Yes, we are. And we're hoping to get sponsorship from local florists to do that. It's our 50th anniversary this year, so we're celebrating, obviously. And this is an opportunity to put something back into the community, because we're a very successful flower club, and we have lots of excellent meetings.
I should think then that the florists locally have done quite good business with you over those 50 years and quite enjoyed the patronage.
Indeed they have, actually, because a lot of our members are flower arrangers, of course, and a lot of them are great gardeners too.
Yeah, because there must be a bit of a challenge. You're always trying to grow something slightly different to get one up on, to impress your friends with.
some of our members are just the most fantastic gardeners. Yes, they are. And they very often supply our demonstrators. A lot of them are national demonstrators, with greenery from their gardens. Mm.
So as part of the fashion show and the flower arranging then, if there was a particular flower display that somebody liked on the evening, are you going to be selling that off to them? Is that how you're going to be raising funds?
No, we're actually hoping to raffle them off. Okay. So there'll be raffle prizes. People will just pay an entrance fee to come in. And in fact, also, we will have a prize from Beatties. We're also having, Beatties are very kindly offering a makeup demonstration, and they've actually got a national makeup demonstrator coming to make someone up on the evening as well. So we're really very lucky.
Oh, right, okay. And with the fashion show, can people buy the fashions that are on the catwalk as well?
They'll be available in the store, yes, they will. And we've managed to get quite a lot of different concessions to take part. So we're very excited about it.
It sounds like it'll be an absolutely fantastic event. So it is the 15th of October. Give us the full details of the venue again.
It's at Wamben Civic Centre on Monday the 15th of October at 7:30.
And if people do want to buy tickets in advance, can they do that?
They sure can, yes. There are I can give you two telephone numbers.
Take it away.
One is both 01902 338 351 or 764456.
Now, I know on the end of 764456 they find your good self.
That's right, they will.
Who's on 338351?
It's our secretary, our very good secretary of our flower club.
So, have a check with, what's the secretary's name?
Marilyn.
Hello, Marilyn. Right, so Marilyn is available on that one, 338351.
Yes, absolutely right. And tickets are only £6, so it's going to be a great evening for £6.
Sounds like real good fun. And you can see, you get the catwalk. Are the refreshments available as well?
Yes, there are. Yes, and the bar will be open.
Zoe's going to be there, I think, by the sounds of the, although, after me, Zoe knows nothing about fashion, do you? But,
Well, I could do with some tips. There might be some nice catwalk models going down.
Yes. Hopefully there will, actually. We've had tremendous support from Beatties and from Compton Hospice too.
And is it going to be closed for boys and girls, or is it mostly women's fashion on the night?
I'm afraid it's just women's fashion. They would have done men, but we didn't think we'd perhaps get many guys along.
Well, you might get some men turning up to try and buy something for their other half, perhaps.
Could be, actually. What a good idea.
See what sales you can get for Beatties on the night, and also they could win some flowers and take them home too. It sounds absolutely brilliant. Liz, do have a great event. Compton Hospice, very, very important and worthy local charity. So it's good news that you're doing that money-raising thing for them.
Thank you. Thank you very much for ringing.
Cheers, no problem. Speak to you again soon, I hope. Ta-ra.
Yes. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Right, let's take our third and final tune from Rockburn. This is Breathe. Now, an event which I've been badgered to take part in, and I'm unfortunately not available, is the Walk a Mile in Women's Shoes for Haven Hospice. And Grace Lee joins us on the phone now. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. And you?
I am okay, thank you. What date is it again? Remind me, because it's coming up, and it's not too far away now, is it?
No, it's next Sunday the 14th of October.
Now, see, I am actually in Australia.
Can't you do it?
I'm in Australia, so can't do it, unfortunately.
Can't you do it in Australia as well?
Yeah, too convenient, I think.
You can wear some shoes for the day.
Well, it wouldn't be the same as going around just parking, getting the sponsorship and getting the money in, but there we are. So it is getting close. How are the numbers coming together?
We're doing well. We've got about 60 participants signed up so far, but we want more. We want at least 100. So we had around about 60 last year, but we're hoping that we can get to the 100 mark this year.
Always bigger and better. That's the way these things should work out.
Absolutely.
So it is Walk a Mile in Women's Shoes. The reason why you would want me to be involved is, being of the male gender, it is actually men walking a mile in women's shoes, and not just women doing it. So it's blokes in high heels, basically.
It is, basically, yeah. So it's just as it says on the tin. Walk a Mile in Women's Shoes. The guys are going to be doing 1 mile around West Park, which is the perimeter of West Park. They get to put on a pair of women's shoes. So, you know, you can either have their kitten heels or their stilettos.
They've got to have stilettos, haven't they? If you're making them wear women's shoes, they've got to have high heels.
Well, yeah, if they're going to do it, they may as well go for it, haven't they?
Yes.
Yeah, but we've got a huge selection of high heels from sizes 6 to 14, so there's no excuse. They can come along. They're of all different shapes and sizes and colours, so we're all stocked up and ready to go.
That's going to be a sight, I can imagine. Sitting them all off from the start line in their high heels.
It is a sight to behold, and that's why the event's so unique, I think, because it's not every day that you get to see, you know, 100-plus men walking around West Park in their high heels.
So how many years has this been going?
This is actually the third year that we're going to be doing it now. It's actually quite a well-established event in America, so we're hoping to bring it over here. And as far as I know, Wolverhampton's the only sort of city in the UK that's doing this sort of event. So, you know, we're going to try and make it, like you said, bigger and better every year. And we're hoping that this third year is going to be the best so far.
Right, well, the Haven are doing a lot of good work down there. How are things down at the Refuge?
They're going okay. We're still full at the moment. We're still having lots of calls to the helpline. So, unfortunately, there are still a lot of women and children out there needing our services. But, you know, we're always surprised and staggered by the amount of support from, you know, local organisations and people in the community who are willing to help us drive forward our services. So, and this is just one of the events that we're hoping is going to sort of really bring in that money to help continue provide those life-changing services.
And it is trying to provide a bit of fun alongside what is a very, very serious need, isn't it?
Absolutely, kind of bringing such a bit of, like you said, light-hearted fun. It's a family event to the day, and raising a bit of awareness as well. So even if one more person knows that the Haven exists who might potentially need our support, then we've done a good job.
Or maybe it could be they're talking to friends or family, and they maybe don't want to come to them, but they could go to yourselves and get out of a very bad and dangerous situation.
Absolutely. We have a 24-hour helpline service and everything there is confidential. So if you wanted to call and speak to somebody, then they can do and hopefully put you in touch with the support that you need. Mm.
So what are the details if you do want to get involved in the Walk a Mile in Women's Shoes first?
You can go onto our website, which is havenrefuge.org.uk, or you can give myself or my colleague Pally a call, which is Wolverhampton 572123. We'll just get you to fill in a registration form. Then you can join us at West Park starting at 11 o'clock on Sunday the 14th. We're meeting at the bandstand area and we'll have your shoes ready for you.
Okay. And it should be a really good fun event. And on the serious side of things, the website again will be a good initial port of call if you want more information. Or if people are looking for the helpline and they do need to talk to somebody, where could they contact?
Absolutely. If you go to our website, which is havenrefuge.org.uk, or if you did want to call and speak to somebody, we've got a 24-hour helpline and that's Wolverhampton 713001.
So 713001, that is the helpline only. If you know someone who needs to talk, they're maybe in a bad situation at home, whatever their plight, whatever it is, they will not be judged, they will be helped. And that's what it's there for, isn't it?
Absolutely, very well said.
Grace, thank you for joining us. Always good to talk to you. Nice to know that there are people doing work to take people out of harm's way, in effect.
Thank you very much, Jason. Always a pleasure to speak to you too.
Well, we'll catch up with you soon. Have a great time in West Park. I am genuinely sorry I can't be there, but
you have to wear a pair and just take a picture of them.
That is not Chatsworth Winning a charity. That's just borderline cross-dressing.
No, but we will donate some money to see a picture of you in some high.
I think so. That's a good challenge. Or we can always use your picture for promo purposes next year, maybe.
I think that would probably be worrying, to be fair. However, I do wish you lots of success. That's the important part.
Thanks ever so much.
We'll catch you again soon, Grace. Cheers. Ciao for now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So that event on Sunday the 14th, but Zoe, you've got news of something else that's taking place in Wolverhampton, and this one is Bikeability.
Yes, it's on the October half-term courses. It is very good, and I know that because my son went on it last year during the 6 weeks holidays. It's at Aldersley High School, which is Barnes Lane in Codsall.
Now, this is a bit like the cycling proficiency test I did as a kid, isn't it? It's making sure...
They don't tend to do them at schools much anymore, do they? And it's a two-day course. Well, you can do a couple. You've got a two-day course and a three-day course. Your two-day course will be 9 till 3 each day, and you need to attend both days. You need to also take a packed lunch, mm-hmm. and it's for children between 8 and 16 years of age. And they have got to be competent riders, so you need to use the bike without stabilisers.
And does it suggest you should bring along your cycling helmet as well?
Oh, yes, of course. Cycling helmet, and if you've got your arm pads and your knee pads, you can put all those on as well.
And some bit of high visibility clothing too?
Yep. The dates on that one is the 29th and the 30th of October, and that's only £12.50 for that two-day course. And they'll be teaching all sorts of road safety. So if your children are just venturing outside to ride the bike with their friends, then you can ensure that they know what they're doing where the road's concerned, because it only takes a split second and they could be off their bike. So
they might have got used to riding down the pavement as a youngster or around the local woods and parks, but now this is where it gets serious, gets grown up, and it's going to be their way of getting about until they get around to driving potentially or catching the bus.
Yeah, and I mean, you can't keep children in all the while, can you? I don't know, I like to get my children out exercising.
Well, one of them's over 20 now, so I should hope so.
Well, yeah. The younger one, I don't want him to get into a habit of sitting on a computer or sitting at the Xbox or whatever. So I do encourage him to go out quite a lot, which is why we sent him on this course. And it is very good because they also teach them about the maintenance of the bike as well. So they'll show them how to perhaps look for a puncture or test their brakes are working properly. And
keep you safe, basically.
Yeah, so, you can learn to maintain the bike as well as ride it properly. There is also, as I say, the three-day course as well. And that's for slightly older children, only between 12 and 14 years. And they have to be competent riders and have attended the other course, the level one or two course.
So it's the next step up if they've already did. If they, so like if your son was old enough, in fact, I'm not sure. Is he old enough? Is he over 12 yet?
No, he's only 10.
He's only 10, so he's done the first bit, but he can't do the second bit for a couple of years. So do the first course, and then if you want to take it to the next level, a bit like an advanced driving test, they can do that later on. Who do they get in touch with if they want to take part?
This is the Community Development, and that's Wolverhampton 556220.
Wolverhampton 556220.
And the price for that second course, I didn't give you that, that was £6.25 for each day that you're there for. They'll be able to send you out an application form and mark you down if you want to go on any of those, or if you want to send your children on any of those.
It's a shame you're a bit too old, because without your car at the moment, you could do with a bike to ride around, and you could do with a test to make sure you're safe doing it.
Well, I'm all right. It's the person who crashed into us that needs retesting.
There is that for definite.
Yes.
Zoe, lovely to have a chat with you as ever. Hopefully you feel better soon.
Yes, hopefully. Well, by the time we get back from lovely sunny Australia.
Well, I'm going to Oman the week after.
Where?
Oman.
Where's that? Is that hot?
Next door to Saudi Arabia. Yes, quite warm.
That will be hot.
Yes. So I've got a busy 2 weeks away.
Oh, yeah. How lucky are you, though, going away when it's winter?
I like weather better.
Oh, dear. They're going into their summer in Australia as well.
I know.
They?
It's gone up to 35 degrees C, apparently.
Yeah, it's going to be hot.
It's going to be awful.
Are you stopping over in Hong Kong or anything?
No, I'm going via Dubai. I fly Birmingham to Dubai, Dubai to Perth, and then on the way back, it's Perth to Dubai, Dubai to Oman, a week in Oman, and then I head home.
Well, that's not too bad. It breaks it up a bit, doesn't it?
So I will see you in 2 weeks' time. However, I will endeavour to record something whilst I'm in Australia.
Oh, that'll be good, yeah. Try and go to visit where they film Neighbours. Well, I've always fancied doing that.
Slight problem.
Yeah, is that the wrong bit?
Opposite end of the country.
Oh, dear.
It's completely the other side. All the good stuff is on the right-hand side. I'm on the left-hand side. Well, it depends which way you look at it. If you're looking down, it's the other way around, obviously. Mm. But
get Surfer instead, then.
You want
pictures.
You want me to take some photos? Look, just because you didn't come into Lech at Young Ashley earlier on in the week when we recorded, you know, just because you missed out, I'm not taking photos of Surfers for you.
Mm. Do you think you might look a bit strange?
I think it'd be wrong. Okay. Google something if you want to look at that sort of stuff. However, we will be back. Hopefully, I'll be back next week from Australia. And Zoe, you are around at about in 2 weeks' time, is the plan, isn't it?
Yes, I will.
So we'll be back for episode 174 from Australia. And with you back in the studio here at Molyneux for episode 175 the week after that.
Definitely.
Okay, see you then. Ta-ra for now.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Goodbye from the milk bar. 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 Yeah. Goodbye from the milk bar. Yeah.